getting just what I want. So what are your memories of serving on the board? What were the highlights for you?
I don't know highlights. Certainly, the board is a very dedicated group of extremely intelligent, hardworking, dedicated people who the board is one of those places where you gain so much because of this accumulated wisdom. I think people on the board think so much, care so much about Washington and Lee that they are, they vote as they think things ought to be, not as they want things to be or they think things should be. They're very selfless, I think. And that's the reason that co-education was about more than co-education. Co-education was about the Washington and Lee that people remembered. And it was John Wilson's idea that it should be about the way the university would be in the future. It was a prospective rather than a retrospective exercise. And I think co-education passed, I believe, by one vote. But most, if the vote had been said, what do you want to have happen, instead of what should happen, I think co-education would have failed, because people would have thought that they really wanted WNL to be as they remembered it, not as they could see it in some future idyllic situation. Does that make sense?
It sure does. That's a very fine distinction to make. That's exactly, that is a very good way of putting it.
I was actually against co-education, and I was against co-education. Most people in Texas were, and I can't explain that. It was the last bastion down here. But when I was invited to go onto the board after that, I said to myself, now, co-education is past, and you must be enthusiastic, Dick Haynes, about its future. And I think that was good. I had that discussion with myself and came to the conclusion I did. And I certainly supported co-education after that, but it was hard not to support it. It had such a wonderful career, again, thanks to John. We were very blessed because we were just about the last male educational institution that became co-educational. And John tapped as resources the presidents of all these other colleges and asked, how did you do it? And so we had all of that wealth of background on co-education. And I must say, I think co-education at WNL was almost a casebook study. It went so well. We just didn't have any problems. And the reason we didn't have any problems was because John and the staff foresaw those problems and had taken pains to offer plans which would correct the problems. Of course, the building of the houses, for sorority houses for the women, is probably the last step in co-education at WNL, and that will take place in the next 10 years, I'm sure.
In the next 15 minutes, if the sorority sisters have anything to do with it, they're getting anxious.
They are getting anxious.
Well, I know we only have a few more minutes. I would like you to, off the top of your head, dictate a letter to the future. You did it for Dean Gillum. What would you like to see for the future now for Washington and Lee?
I would like to see Washington and Lee continue to be a place of great honor. But I'd like to see it also become a place of great intellectual fervor, and I hope we continue to have strong scholarship. A look at the catalog of Washington and Lee reveals amazing things when compared with the catalog of 50 years ago. At that time, we may have had 100 course offerings. Today, we probably have 300 or 400 in very erudite and interesting areas, but areas that one would think that only a very large university could offer. It's really incredible that WNL, this small, tiny institution, is providing the kind of academic challenge that it is. And I hope that continues, as I hope the traditions of honor and civility continue.
Well, I don't think we have any plans to change any of that. And you know, we're staring this anniversary in the face, this 250th anniversary. Is there anything in particular you think we should be doing to make sure we do it right and celebrate it right?
Gosh, that's very hard for me to suggest. I applaud this emphasis on Washington, because I think General Washington still has a lot to teach us that we don't know, and I think that is good. We can turn back to General Lee at another point, but I think right now in our history and in the times we presently live in, it's nice to honor General Washington, because he was a man of great vision and great thoughtfulness. And I think his gift to Washington and Lee, or what was then called Liberty Hall Academy, was an extremely prescient gift. And I think we have to work hard to become aware of that and worthy of that every year, as his gift contributes to the education of all of these young students.
What a marvelous way to end, to take us right back to the beginning. Thank you so much. This has been a wonderful hour. I really appreciate it.